We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is going to be kind of like a frat house meets baseball, I think, down in Maryvale, coming up in Phoenix here in about a week. Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Tim, how you doing, buddy?
Good. Life is good. We're getting jacked up for this thing, man. It's great watching some Brewers baseball. It's over the air on a lot of your stations, and getting fired up, ready to go. Looks like the weather's going to be pretty decent out there, and you're right. Yeah, we'll have you over for dinner at that frat house.
I know, I've got the kids and Sherry coming with me, so we have to clean it up. But okay, I'm with you. Hey, let me ask you this first and foremost. Chase Anderson still giving up a lot of long balls. Any concern?
Well, I mean you should because that's the habit he has had over the years, and that's got to get corrected. He's one of those guys you point to, him and Zach Davies, that, okay, Brewers don't necessarily need them both to have a banner year, but one of them has to step up. Either one, it doesn't matter to me, but he's working on it. Feels good. Everything I'm reading and seeing, he's feeling good about things, and home runs are still flying off flying out of the park on him. That's tough. He's got to correct it.
Is there anything right now that you've kind of looked at and went, oh, okay, I like this, I don't like that? Or has this just been one of those camps that you want to have where it's just been quiet?
Yeah, you probably want to come out unscathed with injuries. And that's, Lorenzo Cain made that comment yesterday that you want to get through this thing feeling a little bit good, and you want to avoid that injury. So, yeah, you want it sort of this status quo, almost a calm before the opening day storm starts. I like that part of it, that you kind of know that. I mean, let's face it, three quarters of this 25-man is set minimum.
Right.
And there aren't many openings there, Bill. There's guys that, the unforeseen is going to happen. And I think you and I discussed that at some point, too, that Craig Counsell has done a marvelous job in prepping his players and this organization without being specific, because he doesn't know. But the one thing he does know is that things will happen. The unforeseen is going to happen. We'll just know not to be surprised by it.
I wanted to ask you about when you talk about Craig Counsell and, not being surprised. Now, the pitching staff has not thrown us, other than Chase Anderson, struggling a little bit. The pitching staff hasn't really been, it's picked up kind of where it's left off. Things have been kind of good. I'm feeling good about the situation. They bring in, now you and I have not talked since they bring in Moustakas, obviously, but he's even looked good over at second base. It seems like right now, and when you and I were out there last year, Travis Shaw said, it's like getting the family back together. There's really not many major changes, and the only change was bringing Moose back in, and he was part of the family at the end of the season anyway. I hate to say they're picking up where they left off, but can you repeat? Can you replicate? Can you duplicate what you did last year?
That run, and we know as broadcasters the enjoyment, and as fans as well, the enjoyment that we had, and it's tough to replicate that. It's going to be tough to replicate that because it was fresh and it was an exciting situation. It was, rattling off eight of the final regular season games. Then you go, on to the game 163 and then three more in a row. And, I mean, that was just amazing. And it was such a good time for everybody. I suspect that it's going to create its own personality again. There's expectations here that shouldn't take away from the fun factor either. And as a fan, I break it down in those terms. I just enjoy that ride. And I think that's what Craig Counsell had said several times last year. Sit back, enjoy this ride, man. Ryan Braun said, let's do everything we can to make sure this isn't the last time we do this. And I think there'll be a new sort of fun. We don't know what that's going to be, but with the right, the characters are back, as you said. The expectations are there to win, and I think we'll get crabbier sometimes when the expectations are higher. When there's a an error, a bad pitching change, or whatever it might be, I look for that to be a little bit different this year. That with those expectations come a little more tense feelings, if you will.
So talking with Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, I was listening to some Cubs broadcast, and it seems like the Cubs, they're serious this year. And I'm not saying they weren't last year, but it seems like they felt relatively humiliated that the Brewers beat them. And they're all back with a chip on their shoulder. Everybody's looking good. Is the Cubs, do you feel the Cubs are the team to beat, or is there another one?
They're both the teams to beat. I put them in this order of Cubs and Brewers together, and then it's the Cardinals. I don't know if they're trying to fabricate something down there in Chicago. It seems to me they are. You can't make that stuff up. Craig Counsell said that from 17 to 18. He said we're going to have a little different personality. The Cubs are trying to force things. Last year, you saw a little bit of force feeding of, this artistry with Joe Maddon. They're a good baseball team. They should just rely on that. Stop with the dog and pony show. That's what they should do. They've got a lot of distractions off the field.
Right.
And I think the little brother syndrome, Brewers versus Cubs, I think that's gone, Bill. I do.
Which I would agree with. I still think it's going to be this desperate attempt for infiltration of Cubs fans into Milwaukee, and we're going to still try to get rid of those things, those fans, so to speak. But beyond that, I'm up for the rivalry. I can't wait. I hope that, in the sense of all goes well, that we're talking about a team that has the fan support, and Brewers fans keep Cubs fans, or at least do their best to keep Cubs fans out. I'm also thinking, Tim, that the Cardinals are going to have a say in this before it's all said and done. I do like the Goldschmidt deal. If their pitching holds up, and that's a big if, they're a pretty formidable team. I don't think we can just look at the Cardinals and go, I don't think they're going to be there, because I think they're going to be there.
They're going to make some noise, yeah, and the longevity of that noise has yet to be seen. You see Michaelis, and you're right, their pitching is decent at the low end, and Michaelis just signed a nice deal, so they're getting their ducks in a row too, but I just don't see them as, you had the Cubs and Brewers as a mid-90s win teams, both of them, and I don't understand why the Cubs are trying to do what they're doing when they're a 95-win team. That's I won't say it's extremely rare, but that's a good baseball team that wins 95 games. I can't believe I'm sticking up for the Cubs, but
right.
But you have to be real about it. They're a very good baseball team. Ownership early on by the Cubs over the Brewers. The Brewers flipped that around. The Brewers owned them for a section of time, and people forget about that. They shut them out 3 or 4 games, mid to late season. So it's going to be a blast, Bill. It really is. Brewer fans, man, buckle in. It's going to be one hell of a year. Just on one negative note, how in the world is Christian Yelich 18-1 to win the MVP again?
Stupid. I don't know why they're looking at him going, he can't do that. Either that, or they believe he's got that capability, but you're going to see this bust-out year out of Manny Machado or Bryce Harper or whatever it happens to be. I mean, Manny Machado, obviously. But when you look at some of the guys that are out there that are supposed to have bounce-back years, if they have big numbers like they've put up in the past, then, yeah, they could end up having that type of year. But I still think Christian Yelich is just going to be Christian Yelich. I mean, he may not hit for the cycle twice in a month, but nevertheless, I mean, I'm looking at him to say, okay, 295 or better, the same pop in the lineup. He's playing in the same ballparks. We know that he's a healthy, fit guy. He doesn't take it for granted. He couldn't wait to get back. I mean, I may be looking for even Lorenzo Cain to have a better year this year. He was anxious to get back when I'm listening to some of his chatter about how he worked harder this offseason. So I think there's going to be quite a few candidates on this team that may get even better. I mean, you look at Travis Shaw could end up bouncing back and having the same offensive year that he had 2 years ago. How much better would this team be? Arcia, I mean, the way he hit in the second half of the season and really was kind of the postseason MVP for this team. Look, if he could do that for an entire season. Holy mackerel. You know what I mean?
Aguilar's numbers were amazing last year. Now, did he tail? Yeah, but look at his numbers.
Yep.
I mean, they're amazing. And that's where we may see some higher run totals for the Brewers this year, whereas the concern is the pitching staff. Well, hang in there. If you're down three in the fifth, don't shut the TV off.
Right.
Don't turn the radio off, man. They've got an offense that can put up the numbers.
Good stuff as always, Tim. I look forward to talking to you next week, and then we are on the road together, and I'll see you out there in Maryville, okay?
See you then. Okay.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show. He's also host of the Hot Stove Weekly. It'll be Spring Training Live. Hell, I may make an appearance on that. I may run in just to say hi. But that being said, he's doing it all for our flagship station, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan, out of Milwaukee. And he joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.